You can even fry it like you do eggplant.
I see. What did you used to grow for squash?
I never did eat squash, and I don't know much about it. It's just this little yellow squash, and then the little squash that they put cut in two. Hubbard squash.
Hubbard. Uh-huh. And what about something that looks like a squash that you use for Halloween? Did you grow those?
Well, that one, the squash. Pumpkin.
I see.
I think that's all I ever knew that we used for Halloween.
As a girl, did you use?
Make the eyes, and make the candles, and the squash, and then use the pumpkin to bake the pies with.
Mm-hmm. You were talking about putting salt and eggshells in coffee. When you would sit down to drink it, then what would you put in with it to drink?
Well, according to taste, we always use milk.
You did. Uh-huh. If people didn't put anything in it, what would they call it?
Huh?
If people didn't put anything in it, what would they call it?
Black coffee.
Just black coffee? Did you ever hear people say they were going to drink their coffee barefoot?
No.
They would mean black, and they'd say, I'll have it barefoot.
It'd just be black coffee.
I see. Uh-huh. Could you make wine?
Afraid so.
Was that not supposed to be?
It wasn't supposed to be in those days, but if you just made it for home consumption, which we always did, we had a wine cellar, and it was under the garage, down on the ground, went down. But it was real good wine, and it was just but pretty potent.
I see.
Some of it. We used, our main wine in those days. We made it just like we can our vegetables. I mean, we made it and then had enough for our winter. We made elderberry and elderberry blossom wine. That was the Tanglefoot. That was really strong. And then the muscadine and the grape.
Mm-hmm. Would men out in the country make anything stronger than wine?
Yeah, they made moonshine.
Moonshine?
Moonshine whiskey. Didn't you see the show the other night where they put some down on the water and then lit the fire, lit a match and dropped it? That's the way we used to test the moonshine. If it burned, bring up pretty blaze, it was good.
I see. What did they call it if it was no good?
Huh?
What name did they call it if it was no good? If the whiskey was no good, what would they call it, I wonder?
I don't know.
Got some interesting names I've heard for that Popskull and...
I don't know.
Just
moonshine whiskey.
Good moonshine.
Made it out of the stills.
I see.
Sell it by the 5-gallon jugs. That's real bootleg. Bootleg
what husky? If you had, as a child, were you able to eat between meals very much? Did you eat between meals? Did you have something to eat?
Meals?
Yes, when you come home.
After school, we were permitted to come in, and if, of course, if it was bread baking day, we just open, just take a loaf of bread and break it 6 pieces, and then we'd all have a piece of homemade bread and butter.
I see.
Or if the cookie jar had cookies in. But we never ate between meals, except after school.
After school.
And that was something right then. We came right in, Mama, where's the cookie, you know. That was all.
What did your mother call that, a bite or a snack or what?
No, it was, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Lunch, I guess.
Just lunch. And what did you use on the table to season things with? What did you have on the table?
To eat with?
No, to eat with, and then also to put on food for seasoning.